I'd like to invite the children to head out for Word for Children. They would like to. Laurie Hansen is going to be reading. The story today, in addition to the retelling of the gospel, is Chickens to the Rescue. I don't see any adults getting up, so good. You'll stick around. Yeah. So, a modern fable. They called him by the book Beckett. He was an officer in the army. His dad had been in the army. His grandfather had been in the army. They were a military family. He had served several tours, had been in combat. And he was very clear how the military way, the way of people giving orders and having obedience and following orders, was needed in a world where there is evil, where there are enemies, where there are people you need to protect yourselves from. So his life, his whole life, was a military. And he was known as one that gave orders and followed orders. And those that trained under him learned to do that. Along the way, he met another officer and they got married. And they began to run their household. Very structured, very ordered. And into that household were born a couple of children. And it was a little messy at first. But once they got a good regimen going and got the kids potty trained, things kind of got back under control. It was a tight ship. And so he would go to work. And training the cadets, etc., he would instill order. And when he came home, he instilled order. And he thought life was working pretty well. But one day, as he was, dressing down? Let's say providing some corrective instruction to his children. He just noticed that when he looked into their eyes, in one, he just saw fear. And then when he looked into the other one's eyes, that child quickly looked away. And that troubled him. Something felt wrong deep inside for him. And he had many sleepless nights trying to figure out why the way life had worked for him, the way it worked in the army, the way it worked everywhere that he was involved, why it was creating terror and a child that couldn't even look him in the eyes. When all he was really trying to do was to set them up for life, because life can be hard. You've got to be strong. You've got to know what the rules are. You've got to get in line, or else there are consequences, and they can be harmful and harsh, and you can even die. Yet, his attempt to love them was not producing love. And as he started revisiting his whole way that he understood life to work, he was confronted with, he wasn't loving his children. At least they weren't experiencing his love. And so he started trying to make a shift of focusing on them and the relationship, and not just on the rules and following order and obedience and all that stuff. And it was hard for him because he'd invested his whole life. It's all he knew. But slowly, as he learned to shift his focus and to set aside, when need be, the rules and focus on the relationship with his children, he started seeing the light in their eyes. And somewhere along the way, as he thought back to his own childhood, he remembered there was times when all he wanted was his father to love him. All he wanted was to be accepted the way he was. And he started granting that grace, that acceptance, that affirmation to his children. And the light started coming on in their eyes. And after a while, when they had once again done something they weren't supposed to, and they were braced for that dressing down, he was very different with them. And when he talked to them, corrected them, encouraged them to shift what they were doing, what he saw in their lives was love and respect. Love and respect. And a very curious thing happened, because first of all, he didn't just chunk out all the rules. He was still very clear. There are lots of rules. And so it's not like it was anarchy in his house, by no means. There were still rules, but something shifted so that it worked for his children. And very curiously, things seemed to have shifted the way he interacted with his subordinates and even his superiors. He was still called by the book Beckett. But if you ask the people that served under him, they'd say, yeah, he was tough. But we all knew that he was for me.